This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Lucy May. 500,000 Ohio public school teachers count on the state teachers' retirement system of Ohio. But lately, the system has faced controversy, with board members accused of improper conduct and retired teachers saying they're struggling to get by. Today, we're going to talk about how the pension system is managed, why there's division, and the concerns of retired teachers. Joining me to do that are Ohio Retirement for Teachers Association Executive Director, Robin Rayfield. Welcome, Robin.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. Ohio State Representative Adam Byrd, a Republican from New Richmond. Thanks for being here, Representative Byrd.
Thanks for having me. It's an honor to be on your show.
We appreciate that. And USA Today Network Ohio Bureau reporter Laura Bischoff. Welcome back, Laura.
Hey, thanks for having me again.
Laura, this is such a complicated story. It boils down to money. Explain how much money is at the center of this and what that money means for the state's public school teachers.
Well, the state teachers' retirement system of Ohio is one of five public pension systems that serves public employees. This is for certified teachers. It has more than $90 billion invested on behalf of about 500,000 teachers and retirees. It's governed by an 11-member board, which is a combo platter of appointed members and elected members who represent the retiree members and the active teachers.
And this is important because teachers don't get Social Security, right?
That's right. So this is the main retirement for, you know, our classroom folks.
Robin, I know you have a fundamental disagreement with the way STRS employees are investing this money on behalf of teachers. Tell us how the staff is investing the money now and how your organization thinks it should be invested.
Oh, well, thanks. Currently, STRS manages in-house with their own investment staff, about 70% of our total 90 plus billion. And they do what's called active management, you know, buy this, sell this, try to beat the market. We have taken issue with that because they never beat the market. Sometimes before they take out their expenses, they will show that they had a decent return. But when the expenses come out, they fall short of the just what an index would do, for example, in my personal investments. So we think the investments ought to be put into, for lack of a better term, passive index funds. Because they give better returns and more importantly, they cost, the cost is insignificant compared to active management.
Laura, I was told earlier today that STRS is the only public pension fund in the country where teachers are putting in more money into the system than they can expect to receive, that their normal cost is the only one in the country that's negative. Is that correct? And what's going on there?
You know, I don't know if that is correct or not. I know that the system is working against demographics. Like there used to be more active teachers to support each of the retirees, and now it's almost a one-to-one match. And, you know, the retirees are living longer, and so that's more costly to the system. I don't know if it's, I don't know if what you heard is correct or not, if they're the only ones.
Robin, well, it is the only pension reported by the group that did a big study out of Boston College that we pay in. Currently, they pay in 14% of their salary, and the normal cost, as reported by STRS, I mean, I don't have the wherewithal to report that, is 10.86. So they're putting in 14% and getting a value, according to STRS, of 10.86. That's what pensions, every pension across the country declares their normal cost. And we are, in fact, the only one during the study that had a negative normal cost.
Representative Byrd, what do you make of all this? And what kind of oversight do state lawmakers have over this system?
Well, I to back up just a little bit, Laura mentioned one-to-one active to retirees, and I do think that is an issue that's stressing the system a little bit. I think current crazy rates of inflation and our economy are stressing the system a little bit. And then the other issue that you may be bringing up soon is the issue of a COLA, which SRS members have not been getting very much of in the last 10 or so years. And so I think that those in combination all kind of lend itself to get extreme scrutiny, which of course it's a pension system. It should be scrutinized very closely. We want to make sure that we are carefully investing teachers' money. It is theirs, and we want to make sure that they're not only having that money returned to them, but returned with some semblance of COLA in the future in order to help them keep up with the massive amounts of inflation that our economy is reaching right now. But the STRS system has had multiple audits, including independent audits. It's had audits by the Keith Faber, Auditor of State. I serve on the Ohio Retirement Study Council. We've had an outside independent group called RVK come in and take a look at it as well. And everything that I've been able to see, there has not been any abnormalities found in STRS. But people are still concerned. We're going to keep looking.
We're talking today about what's going on with Ohio's state teachers' retirement system. Are you a retired teacher with questions or comments? Give us a call at 513-419-7100, or you can email talk@wvxu.org. Representative Byrd, considering, you just talked about cost of living adjustments. The retired teachers haven't had a consistent annual 3% cost of living adjustment, or COLA, for several years. But at the same time, these STRS employees have gotten big bonuses. What do you think about that?
Well, the PBI system, performance-based incentive system, is a system put in place by the STRS board. And Ohio law currently allows the STRS board to set its system for paying these folks that are investing and fund managers for the system, and so that's something that we're going to have to continue to take a look at. I'm not sure whether there'll be change there or not, but not all of the five pension systems in Ohio give their board the same level of statutory ability to make changes, and the SCRS board has a lot of flexibility and ability to change some of these things. And I think that's why they fall under such scrutiny.
I would say also that the cost of a COLA, that's a pretty big lever for pension systems to be able to use to shore up their finances. The cost, it's like, it's $1.4 billion, according to SCRS. But, the cost of these bonuses paid out to about 60 investment professionals is like $8 to $10 million a year. Now, I will say, so you can't just eliminate the bonuses and then all of a sudden have money to pay out a COLA. But what really kind of irritates the retired teachers is that investment staff are getting these bonuses when they, even in years in which the system loses money, and the retirees have gone without the COLA for several years. There was a small increases of like 3% and 1% in the past 2 years, I think.
Robin, I know your organization has been working to change the makeup of the board. Explain why.
Well, it's not a every there are seven elected positions on the 11-member board. And what our organization does is we send out a note to anybody who takes out a petition and qualifies for election, and we interview them. Sometimes it's six or so. Sometimes it's only two that ask for an interview. And we ask them questions about the pension, what they know about it, what background they have. And based on that, we endorse a candidate. And we've been successful in the last six elections that we have, our candidate who was endorsed has been elected. Clearly the status quo was getting us nowhere, actually falling further and further behind. So we've done what we can to change the makeup of the board into people who will, for lack of a better term, put new eyes on it and look for solutions to the complex problems that our pension faces.
And it sounds like one of those big solutions is changing the investment strategy. So it's this more, passive index investment strategy rather than the active strategy that STRS is currently using?
That's what we would prefer. We're convinced that would be better. I don't think that alone fixes the pension. I'm glad Representative Byrd is here because there is currently legislation pending or being introduced to increase the employer share. Ohio has underfunded its pension for a long time. We pay the lowest employer contribution rate in the country, and yet the individuals who contribute out of their check pay the second highest in the country. So we pay more and we get less.
We're going to talk more about that after our break. We're going to continue our conversation then. And later in the program, we'll hear the premiere of a new podcast called Backed Up. This is Cincinnati Edition. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Lucy May. We're continuing our conversation about Ohio's state teachers' retirement system. My guests are Ohio Retirement for Teachers Association Executive Director Robin Rayfield, Ohio State Representative Adam Byrd, who's a Republican from New Richmond, and USA Today Network Ohio Bureau reporter Laura Bischoff. You can join the conversation by calling 513-419-7100 or by emailing talk at WVXU.org. Representative Byrd, before the break, Robin was talking about the fact that the amount that employers contribute to the fund hasn't increased, that it's one of the lower amounts, he might have said the lowest in the nation, whereas the amount that employees contribute is one of the higher, if not the highest in the nation. What do you think about this idea of requiring employers to contribute more? That would mean taxpayers would be contributing more, right? Because these are public school districts.
Absolutely. That's what that would mean. And so if a bill like that were to pass where employers have to pay a higher percentage than the current 14%, they would be forced to do one of two things. They'd either have to turn to the taxpayer for an additional levy to pay for that, or they'd have to release teachers and reduce staff in order to pay for that higher amount.
And Laura, we also talked before the break about this idea that teachers are paying more into this system than they're getting out of it. What is your reporting found about that?
Well, you know, Ohio went through pension reform in 2012 for all five systems. And the short takeaway from that is that employees and retirees shouldered most of the burden, ended up working longer for fewer benefits. The employers contribute 14%, the employees contribute 14%, and that was the employees ended up having to pay more under this pension reform from 2012. Again, teachers don't get Social Security, so the school districts aren't paying into Social Security for them. This is sort of the replacement system.
Yeah. We do have some callers on the line. Hi, Karen. Thanks very much for calling. What's your question?
Yes. My sister was a state teacher for many, many years. And before that, she had worked in the private sector. So her Social Security is very curtailed because of the WEP. I was just wondering if you guys are working to help get that get that off the books or get the law changed so these teachers who went to work for the state can also get what they're due from the Social Security.
Thanks, Karen. Representative Byrd, are you familiar with that?
Absolutely. I hear about this issue a lot. I've had friends and neighbors and colleagues who are former teachers who deal with this issue, and this is not a state issue. This is a federal issue. And I don't think that, you're going to have a tough time making, getting movement on this issue with your congressmen, your senators in Washington, D.C., no matter what their party affiliation is. I don't see Washington, D.C. changing that anytime soon. But this is not a state issue. It's a federal issue.
Thanks for that call, Karen. We also have Bob on the line. Hi, Bob. What's your question or comment?
Hi. Just a couple of things. One, the report that the state auditor did said that they didn't find any fraud. However, they did find that STRS would have been much better off if they had invested in index funds, which is what the Ohio Retirement for Teachers Association is promoting. In fact, it would be double what we have, $90 billion more than what we currently have. Another thing, I'm having a little brain problem here.
That's no problem. Let's address that first. We're running short on time, so let's talk about that. Representative Byrd, what about that? That's this. He's saying the auditor's report says, hey, this could have been a whole lot more money there if it had been invested in an index fund.
Well, I think that's the heart of this issue. You know, we're arguing over who's going to have the power to invest $94 billion. Is it going to be the current slate of fund managers employed by STRS, or are we going to do it a different way that may be required by new board members in this index fund? And so when I spoke to that issue previously in the show, I was just talking about whether there's fraud, whether there's mishandling of money. And as your caller stated, that was not found to be true. But yes, there are many ways to invest money. And so that's what the heart of this is about. You've got multiple entities who want to be in control of $94 billion and how to invest it.
Okay. We have another caller on the line. Hi, Laurie. Thanks so much for calling. What is your question or comment?
Hello. My name is Lori, and I'm a retired teacher. And I was calling to see what can we as retired teachers do to help the situation? Our cost of living increases have been minuscule.
Good question. Robin, do you have thoughts about that?
Yes. Yes. I think that we are doing what we can. As mentioned previously, we have a group of board members who are carefully looking at how we're investing and whether we'd be better off in indexes. Obviously, having more money into the fund means we have more to pay benefits. As a former school superintendent, I get the whole increase in the employer contribution is a tough medicine. But this is something that has evolved. We've been 42 years at the same contribution rate when you're the last in the country for support of teacher retirement. You're not doing something right. Hmm.
Thanks for that important question, Lori. We appreciate your listening. We appreciate your call. Laura, Attorney General Dave Yost has filed a lawsuit over this. Governor Mike DeWine has expressed concerns. What are they saying about what's going on with this system?
So there's been a lot of turmoil, I think, on the board as the reform groups have successfully elected more people to the board. And there's two people on, like the governor's appointee, Wade Steen, was on there, and he, the governor decided to remove him and replace him with somebody else. And Steen, with the backing of the Ohio Retirement for Teachers Association, Robin's group, sued and regained his seat on the board. And then there was a 14-page anonymous memo that we believe was written by STRS staff, and it was handed off to the governor's office, and then that was forwarded on to the attorney general's office. And the memo alleges that Wade Steen and the current chair, Rudy Fichtenbaum, that they violated their fiduciary duty because they were undermining the fund and were working closely with these guys who started this group called QED. And QED had made a pitch to STRS staff to invest, to apply a new investment strategy. Made that pitch, STRS staff said no, so did some outside consultants. They said that QED is not, doesn't have enough of a track record, doesn't have any money under management, it would be too risky, et cetera. And when that pitch was blocked by STRS staff, that's when, according to the memo, QED aligned with ORTA to help elect new board members who might be more amenable to the strategy. Hmm.
We heard from Bob, the other point he wanted to make was STRS is the only one of five pension systems not paying a COLA, even though we are the best funded system in Ohio. We're at 11 years of unfunded liability. That's the problem. We're running short on time, but Robin, what do you is that the problem? And what do you think, just in a minute or so, it will take for the fund to really deliver on the promise that it makes to teachers?
Well, clearly they'll have to have more money to be able to pay benefits. The Attorney General's misguided lawsuit is certainly not going to help things. It'll be a nothing burger at the end of the day. But it does distract from what's going on at STRS. If they're investigating board members for trying to do their fiduciary duty instead of investigating STRS's investment strategies, then not much will happen until we dismiss with the AG's misguided case.
Representative Byrd, do you think this action that the AG has taken will lead to any more examination by state lawmakers?
I don't know that, and that is a lot to be determined there. And as you probably know, the Pensions Committee, upon which I serve, does not currently have a chair and is not meeting. So obviously there's some important issues here. But you know, what this really comes down to in my mind, there's two major issues. Who controls $94 billion? Who gets the privilege, shall we say, to be the investing entity and reap the rewards of investing $94 billion? And secondly, you know, we've got a lot of people out there, including myself, who, by the way, am an STRS retiree. I've not received a COLA. I've been retired 5 years. A lot of people want a COLA. But at this point, STRS is saying that they can't afford a COLA without an increase in contributions. So
I apologize. We will have to leave it there. I've been talking with Ohio Retirement for Teachers Association Executive Director Robin Rayfield, Ohio State Representative Adam Byrd, and USA Today Network Ohio Bureau reporter Laura Bischoff. Thank you all so much for your time today. Up next, the premiere episode of a new podcast called Backed Up. This is Cincinnati Edition.